All right, hold up. If you're still doing the salt and the lime thing with tequila, you're missing out on the real experience. I'm Brad, and after tasting hundreds of tequilas and talking with the best in the business, I'm going to show you exactly how pros taste tequila. No gimmicks, no shortcuts, just pure agave appreciation. Don't need these anymore. For years, tequila's just had a party reputation. Shots, salt, lime, done. After interviewing master distillers and brand owners like Sergio Cruz, Chef John de Rosier of Cambio, Chris Mano of Polanco, I've learned real tequila tasting is about honoring agave and understanding the craft and actually tasting what the maker intended. Today, I'm going to break down 5 steps that the experts use. First mistake most people make, wrong glass. Forget this shot glass, even though it does have my cute little cartoon character on it. You want a glass that concentrates the aroma, like a Glencairn. Right? Or a Capita, or even a wine glass works. These are all different glasses that I've used or had sent to me to try. Now, if you take this tequila and you pour it in this shot glass, or you pour it in this big snifter that I like to use, it gets even more aromas for me. I get a bigger pour out of it. Which one of these is going to get the most smell, right? So you go to take the nose of that and you get a little bit of a tequila smell. But when you dive into this one, man, you get the cooked agave, you get the barrel, you get everything. The tequila I use today is G4 Reposado. A Blanco should be crystal clear and bright. A Repo should be a little bit golden from the barrel. And an Añejo should be a little bit deeper amber color. When you look at this Reposado from G4, you'll notice there's very little color to it. And look at the legs that you can see on the glass. So you can really see the oils and the things that are in the glass. This means there's a lot more oils in it. It has a thicker body to it. Sometimes high proofs or especially aged tequilas will have even a more oily texture on your glass. You can't do that on a stupid shot glass. Now, it's critical that you just don't jam your nose right in there for the first time. The first time you go to smell it, be about 6 inches away, and you can really start to smell it and then move forward. By the second and third time you take a nose of it, most of the alcohols are gone. And when you get into like this beautiful Repo, you pick up that caramel, that oak, still the agave as the background. The barrel should not overpower it. It should just complement it. Next step is tasting it, right? So the first thing you want to do, if you've had no alcohol, just put a little sip on your tongue. Let it coat your tongue. Don't just swallow it. Let it sit there for a few seconds. Let the agave sweetness up front and the spice in the middle and that clean finish, let it evolve in your mouth and let it sit there. Then once you've done that and your mouth's already kind of adjusted to the alcohol, let's take another sip. This one's a little bigger. Your palate's adjusted for it. So dive in. For me, that's where I pick up the mineral notes, the earthiness, the barrel notes from that, and all of that cooked agave. It's right there in that second sip. For me, the finish is everything. How long does it last? Is it harsh? Is it smooth? Does it make you want to take another sip? This one, it's got a nice finish. It kind of lingers there for a while, a little longer than most. No burn, just some warmth. It's a sign of a well-made traditional tequila. Now, in my opinion, things that'll ruin your tasting, drinking it ice cold, to me, room temperature, the best for my taste. For me as well, skip the lime and the salt. With good tequila, you're just masking the craft. And don't rush. Tequila isn't meant to be shots, right? It's meant to be sipped and savored. So take your time. Now, I want to hear from you. What's the biggest question you have about tequila tasting? Drop it in the comments. If you want to see these techniques in action, check out my reviews series on the videos and look for my blind tastings. Use these expert steps to judge tequila without knowing what's in the glass. And I use the word expert loosely. I just like drinking tequila. Salud, and remember, the best tequila is the one you're about to pour. Cheers. Have a great night.